Yo, 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 what it is, gang? I say, yo, 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 what it is, gang? KK on the check here for KK's Kona. I think all y'all by now should know I love saying that shit. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah, as y'all see, I got the gang with me today, man. And we back for another Corner Talk, episode 3. Before we dive in, I'm gonna go ahead and let them introduce themselves. Shout out their Instagram. Y'all know the vibes.
Y'all get to go down the road. Hey, y'all, I'm Bria. Follow me on Instagram at Bria Shantae, BriaShantae.
All right, I'm Bree too, but you can follow me on Instagram at BCash, you know.
Did you just call yourself Bree too? You the official second Bree? You supposed to be Big Bree. You talking about I'm Bree too? Nah, you.
No, I'm saying my name Bree too.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Mariah. My Instagram is Mariah Miko, MariahMikO.
Yeah, let's get right to it. I ain't gonna lie, folks. Y'all probably like, man, KK always gets some people on here. Who the fuck is these niggas? Man, look, these my boys, man. I've been knowing these people since what, like, freshman year? Yeah. How y'all feel like y'all experienced at Clark been so far?
Robbed?
Yeah. Bittersweet, honestly.
Come on, why y'all say that? We need to know some detail.
Robbed because of COVID. Like, it's so much we ain't do that we could've did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We was out a whole year, so.
For sure. For those of y'all who don't know, man, I ain't gonna lie. We started college as freshmen. We went on spring break and never came back. Like, we never came back for, like, imagine leaving as a freshman, coming back as a junior. You older now. You supposed to be all mature and laid back whole time. We still trying to turn up in it, mother. For sure. Like, so, like, how did it feel, like, doing, like, online school and, like, you know, trying to keep interest in school, because I know I've definitely lost my interest in school over COVID. I know I ain't the only one.
That shit really came in clutch, to be honest, though, because, you know, even though I was slipping, too, and even though I was slipping, they had the pass or fail option. Then there was teachers who was just passing you, knowing you ain't do shit. Mm-hmm. So that shit came in clutch for me.
Fun of it was sweet for you, too, gay?
Yeah, it came in clutch. I just don't like now how motherfuckers are socially awkward on campus. Like, that messed it up for everybody. We don't know how to interact. Like, we got the people, the functions be packed, but the vibes don't be all the way there.
For sure. So, Bree, I ain't gonna lie, it's your first year at Clark. How you think it's been so far?
I mean, I think it's great. Like, I don't really be on campus like that because I don't live on campus. But, shit, to me, it's great.
Is it what you expected, though? I know people hyped it up like, Clark a party school.
Nah, not really. Sometimes the shit be lying. But it's not what, you know, what I'm used to. But I say it's great.
Damn, you say it's not what you thought it was gonna be, huh?
Nah, it's not.
What you thought it was gonna be though? Like, let us know something.
Man, I thought it was gonna be like lit, like, I don't know, like people talking to people, like friendly type shit. Like, it ain't even like that. Cause some people, you know, they give you the eyes and shit. Just be,
hey, I ain't gonna lie, I gotta give like you applause on that one, folks.
For real, like, folks just be, sometimes just be looking, don't say nothing. And it just sometimes be weird.
She basically saying you hoes need to stop acting bougie just cause y'all go to Clark, Atlanta. Let me, like, why do y'all feel like, man, I go to Clark, Atlanta, I'm the baddest in the world. Why do y'all feel like that, folks? That you, I'll be wondering, y'all going to class or a lounge, bro? You be seeing the way y'all be coming out to y'all dorm room,
bro? Oh, God.
Because it don't just be us.
It don't just, what you mean?
It be Spelman and Morehouse, too. Don't do Clark.
Bro, don't give me
that. Spelman, man.
Man, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, bro. I know we all the AUC, but they overhype Spelman and Morehouse. So when it come down to me, I'm representing for CCCC. Hey. Oh, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Y'all don't feel like they overhype Spelman and Morehouse?
Yeah, they do.
Why do y'all feel like they always leaving us out?
I think it's an image thing. Like,
we the ghetto school? What you mean?
Basically, that's what they try to make us out to be. Like, oh, Clark is a party school, and they just be on some elitist type stuff. Like, they just too good for us. But in reality, like, y'all need us, if we being honest. The only university in the AUC, like, not trying to be funny, y'all have the status, but y'all are colleges. Like, without Clark Atlanta University, it's not the AUC, and they need to just stop. Like, when I came to Clark, I thought it was going to be, like, AUC unity. Like, we all together. Everybody fuck with each other. But it was not that at all. And I don't like how they be trying to compare us to Spelman. Yes. And it's just weird.
Yeah, opinion. What you think about it?
I agree with her. And on top of that, it's on something like, it don't just be spamming in Morehouse. It be our Greeks, too. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I mess with the Greeks. I like the Greeks. They cool and all. But some of them, after they cross, they be on some, they too good for you type shit. And it's like that for most of them. You know how many Greek people I met freshman year that we was so cool. Then they became Greek and they was like, who the fuck is you? I'm like, damn, okay.
And let's be honest, G, y'all still only in college. Like, the fact that you join an organization or a group at college and think you better than the next, y'all not even in the real world, yo. I don't know. Maybe I'm an asshole. But I don't know what you think, bro.
Man, I don't know. I mean, I ain't been here that long, but uh-huh. I seen, like, how they did the little thing with Polo, Ralph Lauren.
Yeah.
And they didn't put no people from Clark Atlanta. And that's crazy because Clark has the biggest, like, you know, fashion. And they, like,
definitely fresher than y'all.
Right. And
my
girl's, like,
definitely better than y'all.
I was like, dang, like, how did they include none of Clark in it? Like, give us no exposure to none of it.
Y'all know that a lot of people that even live, I ain't gonna say a lot of people, but, like, people that even live around Clark don't even know about Clark. Like, I was dealing with this boy, and I was telling him, like, yeah, I go to Clark. He's like, Clark, what is that? I said, what the fuck? Like, you know,
he from Atlanta?
Literally, he lives around
the street. Is he really from Atlanta?
He's Atlanta. That sort of guy. Maybe he just a dumb nigga, but I don't know.
He done got her little Atlanta hood nigga. Don't know nothing about no. I don't know nothing about no school, baby. You want some dope, no? You know, I got that 2 for $10.
Spellman. He knows Spellman and Morehouse, but he didn't know Clark. I'm like, what? How?
Damn. I ain't gonna lie, folks. Y'all go to somebody's crib and they got roaches. Y'all leaving or y'all staying?
I ain't trying to feel
it just depends on who it is. I'ma tell them you got a bug problem.
Mariah, what about you? You leaving or you staying?
Yeah, it depends on who it is. I'ma be like, you see that?
And how many roaches I see?
So if it's your first time linking with a nigga, you leaving or you staying?
I'm leaving.
I'ma go. Yeah.
So, like, what status level do y'all gotta be on for y'all to stay at his crib with the roaches?
It depends on how many it is.
Yeah, if it's a whole family,
if I see,
I'm
like, five roaches, yeah. If I see three, if I see two,
yeah,
maybe one.
I don't know. I think they gonna stand about four. What you think, Bri?
I don't know. That's a hard one right there.
Oh, no, I got one for you, fuck. If you at a girl crib, you gotta take a shit. You gonna take that shit or you gonna hold it?
Yeah, I'm gonna take this shit. She stopping shit.
I'm gonna go in her bathroom and let it rip on four of them things.
I gotta use it. I ain't gonna care.
I'm gonna let it flow in that motherfucker. I'm trying to push it out real quick so she don't even know what I'm doing. What about y'all? Y'all gonna take a shit at that crib or y'all gonna leave?
I'm gonna go home.
Why y'all leaving? Y'all gonna just.
Oh, God, like,
hold on, y'all ever had somebody come to your house and they been in your bathroom a little too long? You start, like, wondering, like, damn, what this motherfucker doing in my bathroom?
My medicine cabinet. Okay. So, what you do in that situation? Do you knock on the bathroom door?
No, leave them alone.
I'll be like, you good?
Oh, God. I said they wrong. You good? What are you in there,
though? Sleep? Not sleep.
You need something? You looking for something? What?
I ain't gonna lie, like, you know, a lot of people don't even like letting people in their home. Like, what it take, like, do it again. Do y'all got to be cool with somebody for a certain amount of time until y'all feel comfortable to let them in y'all home? Or, like, what? Or is y'all just like, nah, we feel the smoke. Come on inside.
Well, for me, I'm not bringing nobody to my house that I'm not already cool with. Like, if I just met you on some shit, I'm not finna bring you to my house. You know what I'm saying? We got to be friends for you to come to my house.
Oh, no. What about you, Bri?
I think you got it. I'm trying to see.
Nah, be honest now. You thinking a little too long for that shit. Like, I don't want to embarrass myself on camera.
I feel like, we got to be, like, tight, like, cool, because you can't let no anybody in your house. You don't know, you know, how they is, or, you know, how they are as a person. So, shit, you might fuck around and steal something. You be like, damn, I thought we were cool.
I fuck around, got to smack a motherfucker like Will did. Man. What up, girl? What about you, gang?
We either got to be real close or somebody got to vouch for you. Like, my close friend got to vouch for you type shit.
Yeah.
But, like, if I'm linking with a nigga the first time, I'm most likely going to go to your house because I want to be able to leave when I want to leave. I don't want to have to, like, throw hints like, you ready to go?
What if he trap your ass in there, though? That's your first time linking with him. He trap you in there.
I'm gonna have to get creative and get the fuck about it.
It's a couple of excuses you can come up with.
Oh, no, man. For real.
But if he hit that man, why you finna go soon? I'm finna put on another movie.
My mama in the hospital. I gotta go.
Oh, man. Y'all ever been in a situation like that? Somebody trying to keep you around and you ain't feeling the vibe. You just trying to head out.
Hell yeah. I called my friend. I said, bro, call me like it's an emergency. I text her.
I swear to God.
I gotta go.
And what you do, Bri? How you get out your situation?
Man. I come up with something, so, man, I be like, damn, my little sister need me. She told me to come pick her up. Let's go.
Hey, you know the family excuse is always going to work. How you get out? I know you too sleep with it.
Oh, God, I be saying all type of shit. I ain't going to lie.
Hey, what's the wildest thing you ever told a nigga?
My mama was in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. I ain't going to lie. But, like, after I talked to God and he said he forgave me, so it was okay. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, y'all ever been vibing with somebody, right? Or no, they vibing with you, and you ain't vibing with them, and they trying to take it to the next level. Like, what you, like, how you play it up?
Why you look at me?
Cause, I could just tell you said niggas, though. I could just tell. They probably think that y'all on a good road. You like, man, I'm just using this.
It's like...
You see, she ain't saying nothing. So all the fellas out there, y'all better watch out. She gonna come use and abuse you.
I don't even be using niggas. They just don't be worth the headache. Like, they don't be bringing nothing to the table. And it don't be worth it. Like, I just prefer my peace. I'd rather be alone. Because I can get all things I need to do done by myself. So I don't need you, you know? And I just be ghosting people. I hate it. I want to be better, but maybe one day.
Oh, hold up. And for those of y'all who don't know, man, this kid right here, TikTok favorite. So how you keep the TikTok ladies off you? Oh, great.
Man, I don't need respond to them. I ain't even gonna lie. Like, they be, I don't know, they be coming to my Instagram. Some come to my Snapchat, be thinking they can just get a conversation out of me just because they follow me on TikTok. And I be like, nah, Shawty, I don't know you. Like, stop coming at me like you know me personally. But I don't really talk to them because I don't even know them, so I don't give them no time.
Hell yeah. Hey, Bri, what's the wildest thing a nigga ever said in your DM?
In my DM?
In your DM.
This is often. They be like, let me eat your box, or I'm trying to eat your... Like, why do you feel comfortable telling me you want to eat my Gucci, bro? Like, what if I'm dirty? What if I got a disease?
A random?
What if I'm trying... I swear to God, it be niggas I don't even know. I swear to God. I don't know them from a hay, from a... nothing. They be like, damn, why? Let me eat your box. What?
Right, that's how they slide in your DM too, gay?
They be on that.
They be up in your shit. Let me eat your ass from the back.
To say the least, men are just off.
Man. But you know you like when they do that, though.
Next question.
Oh, wait.
She said no comment.
I know her answer. What about you? Were you like that? You know I'm not talking to this one right now. So I don't even know why you just looked over like that.
I mean, shit, I'm a female. I'm sexually active. So, I mean, it is what it is. He wanted to feel me. And I like him, then do that.
I gotta ask y'all something, though. The first time somebody ate y'all ass, it was awkward.
Yes, very.
Very awkward.
Bri, what about the first time you ate some ass? I know you ate some ass. I know you ain't so bad, Shorty. You in a whole relationship. You probably be over there every night like groceries. Ooh. I know it, folks. Don't even bap on
that. Man. Shit.
Why she put us on the spot like that? Right.
She...
I ain't gonna lie like I did it once before. I ain't gonna bitch y'all on the spot like that. Once, though, we was in a relationship for photo grade.
It was once. She talking about once though.
Baby twice. Oh, phone it. Can I hear y'all first hand story though? What somebody ate y'all ass? I want to know because I want to know how y'all reaction first was.
Want me to go first?
I share my first hand story. Y'all share y'all's. It was wild as hell. It was a girl who went to Clark and Dodge. You was wild as hell in that one night stand. You was wild as hell. I swear to God, y'all want me to go first?
Go ahead.
Phone. So it was this thick girl. Y'all know I like them small and petite. This was my freshman year, G. And we would always flirt. You know how you see that person on campus you flirt with, but y'all really ain't know nothing. Mm-hmm. One night, she tell me come to her room. We doing what it do. Next thing you know, if I'm laying, I'm dead on my daddy. Y'all know I'm small. Bitch, Ooh, flip my ass. I'm in the bed like, what the fuck? Bitch, go. At first lick, I jump, I laugh. I'm, what the fuck is going on back there? And after a while, I'm like, okay, hold on now, bitch. Go ahead. No problem. I did not eat her ass back. Oh, phone them grand, boy. Her thighs was bigger than me. That shit was open.
Damn. All
right, I got to hear y'all first half story now. For them. come on. What are y'all now? Right, Bri, you going to the first time you ate that mug on photo.
Okay, so look. I ain't gonna hold y'all. I'm gonna get a little personal.
Okay.
He was older, very much older, very much like pushing 40. And
oh, he ate the soul out that ass.
No, I'm not even gonna say that because I didn't like that shit. Like, cause it was so like new that I'm like, when he did it, I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? But he started at the bottom and then went up. I'm like, oh, what you doing? Yeah. Dead ass. It's not even a joke. Dead ass. Like, no. Call me off guard for real.
he gripped that motherfucker to open it up. Hey, Bri, what about the first time you ate some ass? Come on, give it to us, man.
Oh, my God, bro.
How did it taste? Did you like it?
How did it taste? Yeah. I mean, shit, I think I was kind of drunk. I ain't even gonna lie.
Okay.
But shit, I was just like, turn over type shit, like, turn around. She like, what? Uh-huh. Like, yeah, turn around. But she thought I was finna, you know, go down to the bottom. I'm going up right here. So, shit, I just went in for it.
You just went in for the kill?
I just went in for the kill, girl.
Was you fast looking at motherfucker or slow and nice? You
start off slow. And then you go fast.
Was you like trying to taste your tongue or some shit like,
take my tongue.
Like, afterwards.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I don't think so.
Did you spit a lot?
Did after? I spit? Yeah. Nah.
Spit right in the hole and then we'll fuck.
Ew, that's not what I'm talking about.
No, man. Oh, fuck them. Mariah, you ain't slick, man. Let's hear that first time story.
The first time, it was just real unexpected. Like, Bri said, he was eating a box and then he just like went down. I'm like, oh,
okay. It felt uncomfortable.
It was just, yeah, a little. It didn't feel as bad as I thought it would, but it was like, all right, that was cool. Let's try something else.
I'm folding, man. I just wanted to see what y'all first time story was like, man. Hey, though, man, we gonna wrap this up. I just wanted to bring the gang down here to talk a little shit, man. This has been Corner Talk episode 3, but don't worry, we got plenty more coming soon, man. We dropping bangers all summer. Y'all know the vibes. I'm going to go ahead and let them shout out their IG before we get up out of here. Yeah.
Follow me, y'all. Bri Ashanti.
B Cash.
Mariah Miko.
Yeah, y'all know the vibes, man. KK on the check in for KK's Kona. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, send to a friend, granny, uncle, mama, baby, daddy, little sister, cousin, brother, anybody. We going up, man. KK on the check in. Yeah.